Autumn seems officially in the air. We are back from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's triumphant tour to Carnegie Hall, Guanajuato, Mexico, and the capital, Mexico City. And it's the time of prizes, including Nobel Prizes. No, there's no Nobel Prize in music. Probably just as well, as controversial as the Nobel Prize in Literature has become. But I couldn't help but notice that this morning, Monday the 15th of October, when we're speaking to you, I'm Andrew Pattner, by the way. The program is Critical Thinking. I couldn't help but notice when the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economics was announced from Stockholm this morning, that I had also just received, and among a number of new recordings, one of two new recordings by the Chicago-based sextet Eighth Blackbird, which begins with a number called Like Dreams, Statistics Are a Form of Wish Fulfillment. And since the prize this year went to two mathematical economists who do things having to do with matching of needs and desires, whether kidneys or judicial clerkships or places in college, I thought, well, let's listen to some of this. So we're going to hear from a variety of very recent recordings, and we're going to start off with two sides of Eighth Blackbird. You may know they are based in Chicago, but they have residencies both in Chicago at the University of Chicago and also in Richmond, Virginia, where they have a residency at the University of Richmond. They're also getting ready to start. In fact, they are starting now a three-year Mellon Foundation-funded term as ensemble in residence at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, which is very exciting because this is one of the very top training grounds for advanced younger musicians undergraduate program. They have a small vocal program for graduate students as well. But for these training students to also have exposure to technically and repertoirally advanced performers such as Eighth Blackbird is quite exciting. So we're going to hear from the Richmond side and the Chicago side, from Bridge Records and a Richmond composer, and from Sadie Records and an array of composers to launch the program. We're going to hear a number of other samples from new recordings of new music. So to start, Benjamin Breining is the composer, B-R-O-E-N-I-N-G, and he teaches at the University of Richmond. The album is Trembling Air from New Rochelle, New York's Bridge Records. And the first piece we're going to hear, which apparently is deliberately a response to Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, is Like Dreams, Statistics Are a Form of Wish Fulfillment. It's about 9.5 minutes. Like dreams, statistics are a form of wish fulfillment. Music of Benjamin Broening, Broening, from 2005, a sextet performed by a sextet, Eighth Blackbird. It's from their new all-Broening disc, Trembling Air. And the piece, Trembling Air, we don't have time today to play it, but we're going to feature it soon, is a virtuoso solo piece for flute. And the virtuoso solo flute, Tim Monroe of Eighth Blackbird, does a wonderful job with that. Mr. Broening is Associate Professor of Music at the University of Richmond, one of the two places where Eighth Blackbird has a residency, actually now three, because in addition to the University of Chicago and the University of Richmond, Curtis Institute of Music is on their menu. Now, Judith Sherman, Grammy Award-winning producer with Eighth Blackbird and with just about everybody else, producing this disc, which was recorded in 2008 at Camp Concert Hall, University of Richmond in Virginia, Bridge Records. Now we're going to switch over to Eighth Blackbird's Chicago residency side and Chicago label. Sadie Records also has a new disc out from The Birds, also produced by Judith Sherman, in this case, though, recorded here in Chicago, Gottlieb Hall at the Merritt School of Music in the Joy Faith Knapp Music Center, just in the West Loop near West Side of Chicago, recorded in this case in late summer of 2010. This disc is called Meanwhile, and Eighth Blackbird tells us that these are among the favorites that they have been performing over the last several years. We're going to start off with Missy Mazzoli's work, which opens the disc. Missy Mazzoli, young, coming out of the indie rock background. She has the band, the all-girl, now I guess they say all-female band, Victoire. Matt, you know Victoire? Mm-hmm. Matt doesn't know Victoire, which means I certainly don't know it. This is from 2008, Still Life with Avalanche, Eighth Blackbird. Commissioned, in fact, by Eighth Blackbird in just under 9 minutes. Thank you. Still Life with Avalanche, music of Missy Mazzoli from 2008. Missy Mazzoli, born in 1980. In the midst of writing this piece, A Still Life at Blue Mountain Center, Artist Colony in upstate New York, she received a phone call telling her that her cousin had died very suddenly, and therefore an avalanche, as you heard vocally, dedicated to the memory, the joyful, the exuberant, and the shocking of Andrew Rose, Missy Mazzoli's cousin. Eighth Blackbird. These two recordings we've been listening to, one from the Richmond world and one from the Chicago world, were made before Matt Albert moved off to a new life and a new world of presenting and playing violin in other ensembles and orchestras out in Dallas-Fort Worth. So this is the most recent but not the current lineup. Tim Monroe, flutes, Michael J. McAferry, clarinets, Matt Albert, violin and viola, Nick Fotinos, cello, Matt Duval, percussion, Lisa Kaplan, piano. And this on the CD label, Meanwhile, is the name of this disc. Music of Missy Mazzoli, Philippe Hurel, Roshan Etejadi, Stephen Hartke, Etejadi, I think it is, Philip Glass, Thomas Addis, and Ms. Etejadi again. All of that just out. Well, Critical Thinking, Andrew Pattner here. We're listening to new recordings of new music. And Judith Sherman seems to be the common denominator, the great, great producer of recordings for so many wonderful, usually very independent labels. This now coming from Other Minds. Other Minds is a San Francisco modern institution of presentation, curation, commissioning, also a concert series, also a record label, and also something called the New Music Seances, which take place at the Swedenborgian Church in San Francisco, in which they connect the worlds of West Coast and Bay Area music going back to Henry Cowell and Alan Hovhaness, and even before another kind of spiritual predecessor, the bad boy of music, George Antile, Ruth Crawford, later Ruth Crawford Seeger. They bounce all of this back and around with the current music coming out of such places as the San Francisco Conservatory. The piece we're going to hear from this first disc, Scenes from a New Music Seance, the duo Kate Stenberg, which name might be pronounced and originally would have been Stenberg, because it's a Danish name and that's important here, and Eva Maria Zimmermann, piano, violin and piano, coming out of the conservatory, is especially important because Ronald Bruce Smith of Toronto, now on the faculty of Northeastern University in Boston, dedicates this work and is inspired for this work by the memory of Donald Stenberg, baritone, professor of voice, and chair of the vocal department of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, the father of our soloist here, our violinist, Kate Stenberg, and also the teacher and mentor early on in her vocal career of the late Lorraine Hunt Lieberson. Ronald Bruce Smith composed this Tombeau in 2006. This is the world premiere recording of the work. It came out of that festival, but was recorded in 2010 at Skywalker Studios in Nicasio, California, Marin County. So here we have Kate Stenberg, Eva Maria Zimmermann, Ronald Bruce Smith, a composer who is just about my exact contemporary, world premiere recording of his Tombeau of 2006, 6 minutes. Thank you. Wow, what a lovely piece. Totally new to me. Tumbo of Ronald Bruce Smith, dedicated to the memory of Donald Stenberg, baritone and professor and mentor of voice at San Francisco Conservatory, Kate Stenberg, his daughter, violin, and the Swiss-born Eva Maria Zimmermann, piano. Judith Sherman, producer for Other Minds, label Scenes from a New Music Seance, world premiere recording of that piece. I really look forward to working my way personally and perhaps sharing with you, working my way through this whole new recording. Well, now new recordings of rediscovered music. Both Lisa Flynn and I have really been enjoying music of Hans Gall, G accent upright A-L. Hans Gall, who had the wrong dates, 1890 to 1987. So this is a man who grew up in the world of Brahms and who lived into the world of The Simpsons, I guess you could say. And his music is being rediscovered by so many young musicians as a means not of taking sides in the classical romantic versus modern contemporary battles of the past, but more as a means of illustration and exploration and demonstration that there are all kinds of music. There are all kinds of music. There is all kinds of music out there still to be embraced that's new to the player and to the audience. Well, another new group, new to me, the Ensemble Epomeo. The Ensemble Epomeo is, it would appear, a trio, although it sounds as if they can expand or contract, founded on the slopes of Mount Epomeo in 2008 at the Ischia Chamber Music Festival in Italy. String trio Ensemble Epomeo with British and Asian American and American components. The members are Caroline Chin, who has performed in Chicago, David Yang, viola, and Kenneth Woods, cello. On their new disc, the complete string trios of Hans Gall and Hans Krasche. Hans Krasche, you will know, Brundbar, the so-called Holocaust children's opera, the Theresienstadt opera. This was the work written for and performed by children in the Terezin concentration camp, really, although the people there were marked to be transferred to the death camps. Krasche himself was deported by train to Auschwitz alongside his fellow Czech composers who were Jews, Gideon Klein, Viktor Ullmann of The Emperor of Atlantis, and Pavel Haas on October 16, 1944, and Krasche was killed in the gas chambers 2 days later at the age of 44 or 45. We're going to hear his Tanets, dance, for violin, viola, and cello in three movements. It really is a trio. The name may be a bit of a mocking gesture by Krasche. We're going to hear a very recent recording, I think, of all the ones we've been listening to, December of 2011 at Millfield School Concert Hall in Somerset, England. Simon Fox-Gall, related to Hans Gall, is the producer, engineer, and editor, this time not Judith Sherman, and we're listening to this new recording on Avi Records, A-V-I-E. Here we have Dance, Tanets, for violin, viola, and cello by Hans Krasche, completed in 1944, one of the last, not the last work completed by Krasche. That's also on this album, Passacaglia and Fuga. This is the Dance of Krasche, 6 minutes. Thank you. What might have been department. Hans Krascher, the composer of Brundibar, the children's opera in Theresien concentration camp, operated by the Nazis as a kind of artistic Potemkin village in what had been Czechoslovakia. Here, chamber works on a new album, complete string trios Hans Gall and Hans Krascher, ensemble Epomeo. And that was Tanets, Dance, for violin, viola, and cello, presto, etwas ruhiger, tempo primo. New recording on the AVI label, A-V-I-E, produced and recorded here by Simon Fox-Gall, related to the other composer. Again, this is something really looking forward to listening to the whole of this. Well, how about the human voice. We have a great friend of vocal music, a great friend of the composers of vocal music. He has started a program, in fact, here in Chicago, although he's from Ann Arbor and lives in New York. Nick Pahn, P-H-A-N, Nicholas Pahn, tenor, has sung with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, music of the Baroque and other ensembles here. He has started a program for collaborative artists, singers and pianists, singers and harpists, etc., working together. His new album, his second Britten recital disc, Benjamin Britten, is also on the Avi label. So they get two today. And it's called Still Falls the Rain. Winter Words was his first Britten album. And what a wonderful album that was. This, I think, is also a pick by our friend and colleague Lisa Flynn here at WFMT. We'd like to have played for you some of the more unusual late Britten works on here, but we didn't want to break any of them up, so we'll have to do that in the interests of time at another time. So we're going to play for you two works that you do know, arrangements by Britten for tenor and piano, Peter Peers, of course, having been the tenor of choice and Britten's life partner, of Greensleeves and The Holly and the Ivy, each around 2 minutes and 20 seconds. We hear from Nick Pan, tenor, and Myra Huang, piano. These were recorded in January of this year at the Performing Arts Center, Purchase College in Purchase, New York. And who was our producer here? Producer, engineer, and editor, Marlon Berry. Greensleeves, The Holly and the Ivy, English folk songs arranged by Benjamin Britten, Nick Pan, and Myra Huang.
Alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously. And I have loved you so long, rejoicing in your company. Greensleeves was all my joy, Greensleeves was my delight. Greensleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady Greensleeves? I have been ready at your hand to grant whatever you did crave, and I have waged both life and land, your love and good will fought again. Greensleeves was all my joy, Greensleeves was my delight. Greensleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady Greensleeves? That's both well known. Of all the trees that grows in woods, the holly bears the crown. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry hop, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as any flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be our sweet Savior. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a corner as green as any tree, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to set poor sinners free. The rising of the sun, the running of the deer, the playing of the merry harp, sweet singing in the choir. The honey bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good, to do poor sinners good, to do poor sinners good.
Brand new from Avi Records, A-V-I-E. Britain Still Falls the Rain is the name of the album. The Heart of the Matter, Canticle 5, A Birthday Hansel, Folk Songs for Tenor and Harp, and two Folk Songs for Tenor and Piano. Nicholas Phan, P-H-A-N, and pianist Myra Huang, H-U-A-N-G, Greensleeves, and The Holly and the Ivy. Well, we're going out not so much with a new recording, but with a very much alive series of concerts. Two have already taken place in Hyde Park and in River Forest, Illinois, but two more are to come. Genius in the Synagogue, a musical portrait of Max Janowski in the year of his centenary. Max Janowski, of course, for decades and decades, music director and then cantor at KAM Temple, KAM, I say, Israel Congregation in Hyde Park, a native of Berlin, fled Nazi Germany for Japan, of all places, and after a number of years in Japan, came to the south side of Chicago. You've heard the artists of Chicago a cappella many times here on WFMT, and you've heard them live and in recording of the music of Max Janowski recently. We do want to tell you that you can hear Max's music and Chicago a cappella this Saturday, the 20th of October at 8, Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston, and this Sunday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, the 21st of October, at Wentz Concert Hall in Naperville, Chicago a cappella. ChicagoAcapella.org will give you details, and they're findable many other places. We're going to go out with Chicago a cappella, Jonathan Miller, artistic director, founder, and music director for this concert, with one of Max's great compositions, Sim Shalom. Before we do that, I'd like to thank Matt DeStefano for helping me spin these discs and making them sound great. Our funders, Alphawood Foundation, Dick and Susie Kiphart, and other friends of this program. Drop us a line anytime, Rentap, that's Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P, at AOL.com, or the chime-in feature at WFMT.com, and WFMT.com/critical thinking will allow you to hear this or any of our other programs on the always free Critical Thinking podcast. I'm Andrew Patner. We'll go out now, as I said, with Sim Shalom, Give Us Peace, Max Janowski, Chicago a cappella. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Lord,
Behold,